basically finished our discussion the previous sugya. We just left off one Shakavataria. If you look at Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, we're up to, I think, the end of the eighth line or something. El Amar Biako, Min Har Pog, Mishvei Derava, Mehacha, another attempt to learn that a chovel, in a chovel, the money pushes aside the malchus, instead of vice versa, by a diuk from a story, instead of by a regular drasha. So what is v'nikamakeh? If the victim, if someone beats someone up, right, the victim gets up, and then the guy who hits him is innocent. Obviously he's innocent. We're not going to kill the guy if he didn't kill anyone. The ramah is that until the victim gets out of the hospital, we lock up the attacker so that if the victim does die and it's murder, he doesn't run away. And if the victim dies, we kill the murderer. The lomis, and if the victim doesn't die, shifta yitim rapo yirape, he pays sheves and rifoy. If they didn't give hasra, then why would they have to lock him up and possibly kill him for murder? He'd be innocent anyway. Now we're assuming again, like the previous discussion, that musul davar chamer for chi of misa is musul for malchus. And we see, even though he's considered to have asra for chovel, he still pays money, which proves in chovel the money beats the malchus. So Maslow Rashi is kashas again. Like we asked last time, maybe there is no asra for malchus, and that's why he pays money. Like we said above. Okay, so we had two attacks, and the second one was parried, just like above, and then we have a third attack, just like above. How do you know this is talking about when he attacked the Bemezid and we lock him up to see if it was guilty or innocent of the death penalty? Maybe it's without a hasra, and that's why he pays money, because there's no hasra for the chovel anyway, and therefore it's not a good proof. And why do we lock him up? We lock him up to see if he'll get golos or not. So Kasha, you're right, that's difficult. This is not such an easy mucker or derivation. Okay. Tosos just asks a side question. Tosos just asks a side question. How do you think this is shogeg? Don't we have a din in shogeg? There's a lot of kulas in golos. One of the kulas in golos is only if he dies right away, he's chayav golos. But even if you shechted someone by accident, if then he took a while before he died, maybe the wind actually made, not that he wouldn't have died otherwise, but maybe like the last cause of him dying was the wind blowing in and making it more, making it more serious, and therefore, as Xeris Akasiv, even though it's totally your fault, your potter from Golos, if some other force came in and did the Makom HaPatish, even though it's your fault. So here, why do we lock him up? Obviously, he's in the hospital for a few days, then you're going to be possible from Golos anyway. Tosis gives two answers. Either it's a case where you put him in a sealed sealed room with no wind, and therefore there's no force that could have been involved with him. Or it depends how you injure him. Some injuries are prone to the wind coming in and other forces in the cold, etc., making it worse. But maybe you injured him in a way that's not prone to the forces of weather making it worse. The Ritva has a third answer where he says, maybe lav davka, when they're saying the Golos suggestion, they don't mean you actually lock him up to see, to see what happens. It just means a remez that you're chayav, that you're chayav Golos in this case. Going on to the next Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar. Here, let's remember again where we were. We're continuing from the bottom lemon aleph on base. We started with the question, Uriminu, how come our Mishnah says you pay money, and the Mishnah Alachoso, the Mishnah Mako says you get Malkas for Achoso, you can't be Loka Mishalim? So the first answer was Ula. Fundamentally, Mammon beats Malkus. That's why you pay money here. The case in Malkus is a weird case where you happen to not owe money. The Shota, Yisoma, Mefuta, however it works out. Second answer was Rabbi Yochanan. Fundamentally, Malkus beats Mammon. And that's why you get Malkus in Maseches Malkus. Why over here do you pay Mammon? Because there's no Asra. And that's why you pay Mammon. Reish Lakish doesn't like either of those answers, as the Gemara will explain a little later. So Reish Lakish, Ramani, Rav Meir, Dama Lokum Shalim. There's a Das Yachin, there's a number of Meir who says, Taki, you can't have Malkus and Mamon. There is no Dinim Kimlud Rabine for Malkus and Mamon. He admits Misa Patris for Mamon, but he thinks Malkus and Mamon can coexist. As long as no one's getting a death penalty here, there's no problem of getting two punishments. So the Gemara says, hold on. Oh, sorry. I told you things we're not supposed to know yet, right? The Gemara says, it's Rav Meir who doesn't hold from Kimlud Ramine, Iber Rav Meir from Lubito Nami. If Rav Meir, the next Mishnah, I'm sure we've noticed, it's been mentioned a couple times, the next Mishnah, Lam Vavim Beis, says, Baal Bito does not pay money because he gets killed, because he gets Chiv Mises Bezdin. But I feel Bito, if it's Rav Meir, even Baal Bito should pay money because he doesn't hold from Kimlud Ramine. So the answer is Lechi Tema. And if you'll answer, which is the truth, Rav Meir Lokum Mishalom Islam Ish Mishalom Lesley. No, maybe Rav Meir only holds you get Malkus and Mammon. He doesn't think you get Misa and Mammon. The low, really? You want to say Rav Meir is a compromise Shita where you can get Malkus and Mammon but not Misa and Mammon? Vatanya, God of Vatavach B'Shabbos. God of Vatavach L'Avodus Kuchavim. God of Sharon Yisgul Tvachim. Shalom Tashlom Yar Baruch HaMisha Dibre Meir. The Brisa says that according to Rav Meir, if you steal and you do tvicha on Shabbos, which is chayav misa, or you do tvicha to worship an idol, as a carbon to an idol, which you're chayav misa, or you steal a shor niskal and shecht it, even though the shor niskal is worthless, that has nothing to do with our discussion right now, it's only the first two parts, that you're still chayav dal vehei, and the chacham impati you. So isn't this Rav Meir l'shitasei who holds you can be loka mishalim and mesa mishalim, and that's why chayav dal vehei for shechting on Shabbos, or for worshiping Avodah Zarah. No, Ha'itmar Lam Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Amram, Rabbi Yerbi Amram, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Rabbi Amram, Rabbi Lovach, Chavur, Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, that everyone reports that this whole Chavur is in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, V'toveach Alidei Acher. No, you know our Meir Sitcha Chayiv there, not because he thinks Meisim Mishalim. He taka thinks in that the Maskana of the Halachan, Rabbi Meir, we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, but the Maskana of what Rabbi Meir holds, that you can get Lokim Mishalim, but you don't get Meisim Mishalim. Misa patted you from Tashlumi Mammon. Oh, why do you have to pay for Toveach? Why do you have to pay for Toveach al Yedei Acher? For Toveach B'Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Because it's talking about you sent a Shliach to do the Tvicha, and that's why you chayiv Mammon, because the Shliach gets Chiv Misa for Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, and you, the thief, pays the mammon and no kimlud rabbanei, because there's two different people. One guy's getting misa and a different person's paying mammon. Of course, no kimlud rabbanei in that case. You can be chayav misa and I can be chayav mammon. The chizah holding them is chayav. Say, hold on a second. How can it be that I'm chayav dal behev? I send a shliach to shecht. Haven't you ever heard of ein shliach of avera, right? Divrei rabbi, divrei talmud, divrei mishomen. If I send you to do an avera, I'm not chayav. It's not my fault. It's your responsibility. So why am I chayav if I send someone else to shecht? So the answer is, Amar Rava, Amar Rachmanu, Tzvacha, Omachor, Omar Mechira, Lidei Acher, Tvicha, Lidei Acher. Rava says, no, there's a special lima that Tvicha, Omechira is an exception to the normal rules. The normal rule is Ein Shleif of Arveira. If I send you to do an Arveira, I'm not Chayev. But Tvicha, Omechira, or here we're discussing specifically Tvicha, is an exception. Even if I send you to do it, I'm chayiv anyway. We'll try to figure out in a moment why it's an exception. How do we know it's an exception? So Rava has an interesting limud. Just like mechira is through someone else, tvicha is through someone else. What does it mean, mechira is through someone else? Mechira is al yidei acher. What does he mean by that? So, what does Rashi and most Rishonim say? The kone, exactly. When I sell, I don't sell by myself. I need you to buy. So therefore, whenever I sell, I'm selling with someone else, and I'm chayev, obviously. I mean, if I sell to myself, I'm not chayev. I'm only chayev if I sell to you. So tzvicha mechira is al yidei acher. Likewise, tzvicha al yidei acher, I'm chayev if I shecht it through someone else. And what's the only way to shecht it through someone else? I send a shliach to shecht. Okay, could you think of possibly a weakness of this limud? Is this limud so pasha that ma mechira al yidei acher af tzvicha al yidei acher? Just like I sell it through someone else, and I'm chayev, if I shecht it through someone else, I'm chayev. Is that such a pashat limud?
No. You can't do that.
No.
This guy's acting on my behalf, not on his own.
Yeah, it's a little funny. When I sell it through someone else, I'm not asking someone else to sell it. I'm selling it to someone else. But I'm doing the selling. The parallel is a little tricky. Where this is going to have to be a mystery for half of Shir. But here is Rashi's shot. What does Rashi say? Mechira al yidei acher means that I sell it to the lokeach, and then I'm going to try to rescue it later. Tvicha al yidei acher means that I send a shliach to, I never know how to spell chef in English. I send a shliach to do the tvicha.
S-E-H-E-C-T, I think.
Okay, great.
The shit becomes S-C-H.
Okay. That's fine, we'll write English.
The Midwest have a different story.
I send the shliach to chef, excuse the English. It's obviously not so parallel. In one case, I am doing the mechira. Someone else is the object. In tvicha, I'm sending someone else to actually do it. So it's a funny parallel. How does this limud work? The question is, it's not really parallel. So the first answer might be that, you know what? If anyone's learned Gemara long enough, we know that not all drushas are exactly common sense. Sometimes a drusha is a drusha. It's just deriving something from the pasuk. That's not necessarily the pasuk pshat. So maybe the technical answer is, you can give a technical answer or a lumdish answer. We'll start with the technical answer. The technical answer might be that that's the way to get a chiddush from the drusha. Otherwise, there'd be no chiddush from the drusha. You're right, it's not parallel. But we want to derive some chiddush, right? So mechira al yidei acher doesn't really mean I send someone else to sell. It means I sell, there's just a guy involved. But if we want to extend that to tzvicha, how do we extend that to tzvicha? The only way to extend that to tzvicha is to make it not parallel, and that's the nature of drushas. You always want to learn something new, whether it's the simple way you would have compared it, or whether it's just a drusha bi'alma comparison. So, technical is just saying that we need to darshan a chiddush. If we need to darshan a chiddush, then the only way to darshan a chiddush is to darshan something that's not exactly parallel in the hekesh. Just to say, how can we compare tvicha to mechira? Well, mechira has some acher, which has nothing to do with tvicha's acher, but they're both achers. So let's learn from the acher here to the acher there. Could be, meaning there are drushes like that in Shas.
Call that an asmachta?
No, I wouldn't call that an asmachta. I would call that more of like a rebor, like there's an extra hay, we learned something new. Is something new really in that hay? Right? If it says ha'olah, you know. The answer is, when there's something in the pasuk, a hekesh, that in the pasuk, every hekesh must be teaching us something. So this is what we're learning from this hekesh. Of course, if we wanted to, we could say, answer number two, a lumdish answer. But does anyone know a lumdish answer? If anyone knows a lumdish answer.
In both cases, you needed some other person to get to the final destination. The final use of the...
You need someone. Okay.
Someone else is involved.
Okay.
Who brings that? Usually you appear in Kenyas by Sari, so there's a shliach in the middle.
That's a different shot. Okay. That's a different shot. That's not Rashi. That's why I put Rashi here. Okay.
You say that buying and selling is like purely the buyer is really the person doing anything, and the mokers might really... considered as doing something.
Okay. Obviously, that's the direction you'd want to go alumnishly, right? But is that really true, that the seller's not really doing anything? Maybe. So Lubat's going in a certain direction. He's saying, maybe really the buyer is the one who sells. That's what you're basically saying, right? Maybe really the buyer is the one who sells. That's what you want to tie up. That's so posh that maybe the buyer is the one who sells? So I think you could say this in two ways. I think we're going to have two different ways of saying this. Maybe the buyer is the one who sells. Let's put it on the table now. The Seder, maybe the buyer is the one who sells. Says Lubat, maybe really the Lokeach is the one who is Mocher. That's what you're trying to say. Really it is parallel. The Lokeach does the Mechira. What does that mean, the Lokeach does the Mechira? Really, the Lokeach actually does the Mechira just like the Shliach does the Tvicha. But why doesn't the Mocher do the Mechira?
Thus, out there,
So I think you can say this in one of two ways. One way is you can say a chiddush. Lubet wants to say a chiddush. Whenever I sell something, I'm never really selling it. The mocher is just buying it. Now, this is a chiddush. I'm not sure if I'm going to, if I can really back that up. But Lubet wants to say, I never sell things. I just give people permission to buy them. There is no such thing as being makneh. There's only such thing as being koneh. What does it mean to be makneh? What it means to be makneh is to not object to someone being koneh. Lubet, is that what you wanted to say? Okay, that's a chiddush in kinyanim, right? So, one is Lubet. Let's call it Lubet. Lubet says that you can never be makneh. All kinyanim are only done by the koneh. All kinyanim are only done by the koneh. And the makneh just doesn't object. So that's a big chiddush that Lubat's saying. It's a big chiddush. He's saying, whenever I go to the store, whenever I sell you something, I'm not selling you something. I'm letting you buy it. Because kinyanim are done by the koneh. That's what Lubet wants to taina. Here you're going to get into a little, you're going to get into some tricky things. What tricky things is Lubet going to get into? Let me mention a few tricky things he's going to get into, such as, A, we know that I can't sell something that's not in my rishus. It's a little funny, right? I mean, you can get out of these, but I can't sell something that's not in my rishus. For example, according to some record, if I lost something that's on the street or something was stolen from me, I can't sell it anymore. Why not? If I'm just letting the guy be makneh, why should I need to have full control? Or, Tosa says, I can sell something to a katan, I can give something to a katan, because since I'm being makneh, he doesn't need das. That's a little funny. If really if the buyer always did it, why would it help if the... You can get out of these things, but this is a big chiddush. You admit it's a big chiddush? I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's not the pashut pshat. I can bring you a million rais, it's not true, and bring you a million ways out of those rais. It's not the pashupshat. Pashupshat, we thought, when people sell things, they actually use their own koach and their own das to sell them. So this is a chiddush. The question is, can Bednarsh do better than Lubet? Right? Not that I don't like Lubet Svara. Not that I wasn't going to say Lubet Svara. But that was going to be only the first Svara. The question is, can Bednarsh do better than Lubet? Okay, let's see what the bookies give on that. But maybe Morty can.
No, I mean, we have to say, isn't this a whole concept of the Das Kone, Das Kone Machne, that the whole, it's the seller is just letting it go, but the whole thing is the Das of the...
Oh, you're agreeing with Lubet. You're agreeing with this chiddush. The seller just lets it go. Okay, all right, that's it. So Lubet's right. Could be. It could be. I'm not saying it's impossible. It could be. It could very well be. It could very well be. I just think, and I think this will tie into something we'll see a little later, I think we could say, I'm not saying this isn't true. I'm just saying, okay, more you'll say. It's not a chiddush, I'll say it is a chiddush. That's not worth arguing about. I think you could say it differently. Here's a very good point. Let me ask you a simple question. Here we need a little Bava Kamma background. When was the last time we learned Bava Kamma in this yeshiva? I don't think any of us were here. I'm pretty sure it was 10 years ago or something. Maybe, I think 10 years ago we learned Bava Kamma. So, when I steal something, let's say I steal your glasses case, okay? What? Okay, I steal your glasses case, right? Does it belong to me? What? No. It doesn't belong to me. Let's say he has Yeush. According to the way we paskin, does it belong to me yet if he's Mesyayish? We paskin, Yeush Midas. He knows it was stolen. No. We paskin Yeush lo kidi lo kani. Almost all Rishonim agree. We paskin Yeush is in Kona. When I sell it to Lubat, then all of a sudden Lubat owns it. Now this is a big discussion of Mishnah Melech, if I'm not mistaken. Gidon, is this Mishnah Melech Perek Hey of Hilchas Ishus? The very beginning?
Yeah.
The one about Mekadosh Isha with Gezo?
That's the Avon
Melech. All the Akron have big discussion about exactly how it works. And we're not going to get into, it's like one of those five-page Mishnah Melechs. We're not going to get into all of this, but let's think about it. Anyone remember a little Baba Kamar from the Yerzid Yankasa? When I give it to Lubat, Why is he now the valid, fair and square legal owner? Because there's Yeyosh and?
Shina
Rishos. Exactly. That's the we paskin. I'm not, this is Das Yochid, not like this, but in the Rishonim. But we paskin, Yeyosh Kedilo Kani. When I sell it to him, Yeyosh and Shina Rishos is Kona. Now, let me ask you a simple question. It was Gottesman's until I sold it to Lubat. Then all of a sudden it became Lubat through Yeyosh and Shina Rishos. So now here's a simple question. Did I ever own it? This is what the Mishnah Malach discussed in Parakei of Hilchos Ishos. I stole it, I didn't own it. Once the Rishina Rishos now left Gottesman's property, but it could be the Ganav never owned it. It's only the Lokeach who owns it, because there's Yeyosh and Shina Rishos. What I'm claiming is that in Gneva, what am I claiming? In Gneva, there is no Machne. Why? Maybe, I'm not talking regular Kinyan, specifically in Gneva there's no Machne, because it's not mine yet to be Machne, because there's no Shinoi. There's only the Shinoi after I sell it.
There's no Kinyanim of the Ganav.
Ah, so that's what we discussed a little, if I recall correctly. That's why it's not so poshut. You could say, no, the Ganav has partial Kinyanim, therefore he really is selling something. But that depends whether you view the Ganav as having partial Kinyanim. Remember we had like 8 boards? But what you could very well say in Rashi is that in regular Kinyanim, if I sell you something, I'm selling it. I'm doing the Kinyan. After all, I can even sell it to a katan. I can even be mocked or something and sell it to nobody in particular. I can be mocked or something and sell it to Beis HaMikdash. The machne can do things on his own. The machne really does a kinyan. But that's in regular kinyan where the machne is an owner. In Gneva, the machne is not an owner, because there's no shin or rishos until it's already sold. So if I steal your cow, not your glasses case, I steal your cow, and I sell it to Lubat, I'm not machne to Lubat, because I never owned it. Because I didn't have Yeyosh and Shina Rishos. But he could be Konah, because for him, there is Yeyosh and Shina Rishos. So maybe Rashi's Meduyik specifically for Gneva, maybe specifically in Gneva, the Ganef is not really Mocher, because it's not his. But the Lokeach is really Konah. Maybe Rashi Meduyik. In Gneva, he says, hold on a second. How am I ever chayav for selling a Gneva? It wasn't mine. I didn't really sell it. What does every Ganav who sells stolen goods do? He doesn't really sell the stolen goods because they're not his to sell. What do you mean? I steal, like in the Heights. Who lived by YU? Right? Someone steals a bunch of clothing from a truck, from the Gap, or Abercrombie, or wherever it is they sell clothing nowadays. And then they park the truck in this, around the corner, you know, 2 blocks away from YU in the middle of Washington Heights, and they sell, and they sell all the stolen clothing. Right? I'm not accusing anybody of having bought that, but I'm sure we've seen it walking by, on their way to the Dumb Road or something. So what happens then? The Ganav's not really selling the shirts, because they're not his to sell. But the Kona is really buying the shirts, because they are his to buy, but the Kona has Yeyosh and Shina Rishos, and the Kona can really buy them. So why is the Ganav Chayav Dalav Hay for Mechira? He's not really doing the Mechira. But that's okay. He's Chayav Dalav Hay for arranging for the Lokeach to be Kona. Why is every Ganav Chayav Dalav Hay, even if you don't make Lubetz Chiddush about all Kinyonim, which may or may not be true in what he says, even if you don't machadish that about all kinyanim, no. In all kinyanim, the machne is a real machne. But in Gnei, yeah?
Isn't the Ganav also called Shinir Hashem?
But we're talking about a case where there was no Shinir Hashem. If there was a Shinir Hashem, Hitaka wouldn't be Chayv Dal Behe. After Shinir Hashem, he's not Chayv Dal Behe. He's only Chayv Dal Behe if he wasn't Kona yet. Meaning, if I steal a cow or a little calf and it grows up and has a Shinir Hashem and then I sell it, I'm not Chayv Dal Behe. Because if it was already, here's the kick. If it was already the Ganav's, if the Ganav was Kona Legamre, then he's not Chayav Dalvehe anymore, because now it's his, it's not stolen anymore. The Ganav's only Chayav Dalvehe, he's making that point better. The Ganav's only Chayav Dalvehe for selling something that isn't his. If it would be his, then there'd be no Aveira to sell it. It's only an Aveira to sell something that's not yours. So it's crazy. The Ganav's, maybe this is what Rashi's saying, or what Rashi's saying, Rava's saying. A Ganav is only Chayav Dalvehe for selling something that's not his. But then he's not selling it. He's just asking the Kona to buy it. Oh, what does that prove? If every case of Dalav Behe, I know this is totally a machlok, because I'm a Raman, that long sogya that I put in bracket above a comma. But I'm saying in a mainstream shita in the Amoraman Rishonim. Right? I'm not covering every shita. If we're learning above a comma, we have to work out all the possibilities. I'm a mainstream shita. The Ganef's only chayiv for selling something that's not his. If he sells something that is his, he's not chayiv. He's only chayiv if he sells something that's not his, meaning there's no shinu yet. The shinu only happens when he sells it. So every Ganef's chayiv for selling something that's not his. So what did Rava say? He asked himself, every Ganef's chayiv for selling something that's not his, but if it's not his, he's not selling it. He's only requesting that the buyer buy it. Meaning every Ganef who sells it is not really selling it, it's not his. He's just asking the buyer to acquire it. So that proves every case of Mechira, he's not chayiv for what he did. He's chayiv for what he told the Kohen to do. In which case, that's really Ayyidei Shliach. Then it's a good parallel, just like, I can't really sell it because it's not mine, but I'm chayiv for telling you to buy it. Likewise, I'm chayiv for telling you to shecht it. Then taka, it's a good limud.
Explain the whole thing by saying that the shinu of the shoes and the kinyan to the ganav all come at the same time, and he's coming out of that.
Exactly. This is the din of the Mishnah Melech. When we say shinu of shoes is it kona? I don't mean chronologically. I mean conceptually. The conceptual second after it reaches his hands, or before I give it to him. So you're right, meaning this is an open question. It's not poshut. You could say, no, it gito biyadabam ka'achas, and at, when I sell it, at the same time I sell it, I become the owner who sells it. Exactly. The nafkamina, by the way, maybe, that's what Shemel discusses, what if I'm a kadesh, it's a ring, and I give it to a girl for kedushin. So if it was really mine, conceptually, as I gave it to her, she'd be in kadeshes. If it's really not mine, I'm just asking her to be kona it. If I tell a girl to go acquire something, that's not kiddushin, I have to give her something of mine. That's the nafkamina. So you're right. I'm saying on one side of that nafkamina. So, the...
Has Ganef done hagbah before he gives it to the mocher? Or does he
he's done hagbah, but hagbah doesn't make a hit.
What if he does it without doing any kinyan at all? He just, like, let's say, drags it out.
Then he'd be potter, because he was never a Ganef.
So he has to do some kind of act of kinyan.
Correct, but remember we had that 14, that 18 nafkamina hakira on the board, whether that kinyan is really kona for him or not.
Right. So we're saying he has to do some kind of kinyan, but it's not. We're saying here it's not a complete kinyan. The kinyan is only complete when he gives it someone else.
Exactly. Precisely. Hamikadish. Okay. So this is a big discussion here. And the Rambam, Morty might have a good point according to the Rambam. There's also 2 days about that. The Rambam says she is Mekudeshes. So now you ask, is she Mekudeshes because it was really his? Or because as long as he gives her a nut, it doesn't have to be his?
The Rambam is easier, though, because the Rambam holds that she would be shoes even without use. I mean, she would be shoes, doesn't matter the order. So he doesn't have to
correct.
Make the parallel to
okay.
A neighbor.
Correct. But we're not getting to that. Anyway, definitely, you could say that's the Pshat and Rashi, that Davka by a Ganef, the Mocher isn't Mocher, he's just asking the Kona to be Kona, because it's not his to be Mocher. And then, I think it works half to Referach. Kach
nearly. Technical question, the Torah calls Mechira, Machoro.
Okay, so that's what Rava says. The Torah says Machoro, it really means sending a Shliach to be Kona. I can live with that. So this is a Chiddush in Kinyanim. And this is just a chiddush in, yeyush v'shinoi rishus, a small chiddush in yeyush v'shinoi rishus. What's the small chiddush? That it's not that when a ganef sells something, it's the ganef's to sell, because he's selling it. It's that it's the buyer's to buy, because the shinoi rishus by the time it gets to the buyer. Okay, these are my three pshat in Rashi, right? We actually have three pshat in Rashi. 2.1 and 2.2. Right? 3 pshatim in Rashi. Either it's just a technicality, it's not supposed to be parallel, or it is parallel, because a seller doesn't sell, a buyer buys, either that's a rule of all kinyanim, which is a chiddush. Sellers don't sell in kinyanim, they just let buyers buy. Or no, in normal kinyanim, sellers sell, because it belongs to them. But in Geneva, the ganav can't sell because it's not his. Only the buyer can buy. So he's chayev for telling the buyer to buy. So likewise, I'm chayev for telling a shliach to be toveach. Okay, that's different ways to understand Rashi. Different ways to understand Rava. Let's go back to the Gemara. Now it gets easier because once you have drushas that are not purporting to be logical, so you don't have to worry about how they work out. Right? As the Mirishmal, the extra word oh, it could have said tvacho umacharo, the extra word oh is marba shliach. Okay, that's just a repoint. We don't have to worry about what it means. We know what it means. We don't have to worry how it got there. It has an extra word tachas, and therefore that's marba shliach. Maskifla marzutra miika midilu of ilo mechayev of shliach mechayev. So marzutra asks the question: how could there be something? It doesn't make sense. If I shechted it on Shabbos, I'd be potter because I'm chayev misa. So if I did it, I'd be potter. Why should I be chayev for sending shliach to do it? And the answer is, no, if I shechted on Shabbos, it's not that I wouldn't be chayev at all. It's not that I'm not doing something that makes me chayev. If I shechted on Shabbos, I should be chayev, just kim lev rab mine. But since I should be chayev, therefore, if I send a shliach to do it, I'm also chayev. Here we have, by the way, an interesting machlokas, seeming machlokas Rashi and Tosos on this line, right? Before we get back to the main lumdus. This just ties into an earlier lumdus. What is the maskana of the Gemara? What does the last line of the Gemara mean? The last line of the Gemara means that shochet b'shabbos is, or, sorry, I'm prejudicing myself. Shochet b'shabbos is not potter, just come leibed rab mine. Right? What does that mean? Lemaisa, he is potter. Right? So what is Rashi saying? Last Rashi, lamishim lechayim, the chiyum ram ya alei. The chiyum is on him. Ela, the come leibed rab mine. It's not exact. What does Rashi mean, the chiyum is on him? The chiyum is on him.
Could be Rashi.
Could say, you can't know for sure what he means. Chiyuv Ramya, the chiyuv is on him, but it sounds like there is a chiyuv on him. It's just that come lib Ramine.
Like with the Asnan, where we say
exactly. Rashi sounds a little. What does this mean? Rashi sounds like it's not a guarantee, because Rashi uses very general language. The chiyuv is on him. What does it mean? The chiyuv is on him. On him means on him. Rashi sounds like he's chayav lotzeis yidei shamayim. Just don't make him pay. Right? That's what Rashi sounds like. Tosos has a problem with this. What does Tosos say? La mishum dlo mechayav. Tosos says, afgav the hocha fi lotzeis yidei shamayim mechayav. Tosos says, no. You're not chayav lotzeis yidei shamayim. Why not? Don't Rashi and Tosos both agree that remember, almost all Rishonim agreed, Esnan Asra Torah, Fil Baal Imo means that you're Chayim Lotzei Shidi Shamayim in a case you commit Rav Minei, although of course we had all the Lomdus of the Echron and when that applied when it didn't, but Tosos there says, nothing to do with Allah to commit Rav Minei. Didavka b'mamon u'dama Rav Masochus Apolim Esnan Asra Torah, Fil Baal Imo, the Chayim Baal Lotzei Shamayim. When did Rav say, Makam Kamud Rav Minei, you're Chayim Lotzei Shidi Shamayim? That was Mamo, not Knas. Why? Mamon am Chayim with or without Edom, with or without Besdin. Right? Mammon, and I owe you Mammon, I owe you Mammon. So fine, Bezdin can't prosecute me, but I still owe you Lotzei Shemayim. Aval Knas lo mechayev al pi Bezdin, kidam rina sheyarshuyin Elohim prat l'mashiyas atzmon. But Knas, I can't be chayev makam chum d'rabne, because remember a whole lundus in Knas in the second shear of the year, or the third shear of the year, whatever it was, right? Knas is not a natural chiyev based on my actions. Mammon, I'm naturally chayev based on my actions. Bezdin can't enforce it. I still owe you lotzei shidei shamayim. Knas is only created by Bezdin. There is no natural chiyuv knas. It's an artificial chiyuv created by Bezdin. So if there's kibbutz and rabbi, if Bezdin can't get involved, then I'm not chayev knas at all. There's no such thing as chiyuv knas lotzei shidei shamayim. Because it's created by Bezdin, not by my action naturally. And if Bezdin can't judge me, then there's no knas at all. So Tos says, oh, there's no lotzei shidei shamayim at all in knas. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says there's no chiyuv lotzeis yedei shamayim in knas. So what does our Gemara mean? The Gemara just means theoretically you would be chayav if not for the fee of Misa. Meaning, what does this maskon of the Gemara mean? The last line. It's not that your potter is covered with rabbinate. For Tosa means, it's not that you're theoretically potter, you would theoretically be chayav, but lamaisa your potter. For Rashi, it sounds like, not just theoretically chayav, you're actually chayav, lotzei shidei shamayim. Again, I can't promise you that's what Rashi means. That's what he sounds like, because Ranya Ole sounds like it's actually placed on him. Literally means like placed on him. Placed on him sounds like he actually owes something. So then, we would have an interesting machlokas. Rashi would then be saying, Chayev Lotzei Shrei Shemayim, even in Knas. And Tosu is saying, Chayev Lotzei Shrei Shemayim in Mammon, but not in Knas. In which case, we can go back in our notes to August and add another Nafkamina to... I mean, we mentioned this Nafkamina, and I just don't remember if we mentioned this Rashi and Tosus or not. I have in my mind, maybe we did, maybe we didn't in August, so I don't mean in El, whatever it was. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Okay, thank you. So, but Lamaisa, this goes back. We have this Chakira. Are you naturally Chayav Knas? Or no, there is no such thing as Knas until Bezdin artificially creates it. That might be a machlokes, because Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says you're naturally Chayav Knas and Lotzei Shrei Shemayim. Even if Bezdin can't enforce it, you still owe it in Shemayim. Tosos says no. Knas is only created by Bezdin. If Bezdin doesn't judge you, there's no Knas at all. So this could be another Nafgamina of that Chakira. So this is Nafgamina of the Chakira from Zman Evel. Okay, that is a side point now, because I think I might have made a brief mention of this Tosos in Elul and said we're going to get to it, but I don't recall anymore. I have the least knowledge of anyone in this room as to what I've said in Shir. I can tell you what I might have said in Shir, but what I actually said in Shir, I have no nemanis whatsoever. Now, let's get back to the main topic of our Gemara, which is the Geneva and Tficha al Yedei Acher. So, okay, we'll go in order of the Makor sheet. Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Gonav. So there's a very interesting Tosfos de Maskel Gonav. Gonav Sharnishka Lutvachom, Mashal Tashlumi Dalvahei. Tosfos de Sakasha from left field. Tema de Tikshi Mihachel Reish Lakish. This is Akasha on Reish Lakish. Why is this Akasha on Reish Lakish? Because, first of all, let's keep in mind, besides the fact that any Bryson would be Akasha on Reish Lakish, but this whole Sugi is Reish Lakish, right? We started with analyzing Reish Lakish Amar, right? There's the third answer to the question on the end of Daf Lamed Aleph, Ula Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And then even in the middle we have Reish Lakish, right? We have, I think it was when we had that long list of people, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Reish Lakish, right? So, Reish Lakish is involved here, so it's for sure Akasha. This is Akasha Reish Lakish, who says, prepare for Ruba, kol heichi delesev mechira lesev etvicha. Reish Lakish has a rule in Meruba. Tavacha o mecharo, whatever cannot be sold, you're not chayav for shechted. Everything can be shechted, right? You can shecht, and meaning shechting is not a legal category, right? So at least so far we think it's just a physical category. So everything can be shechted, but he is a hekish. Whatever is not saleable, you're not chayav for shechting. You're only chayav for shechting things that you could have been chayav for selling. And what's his nafkamina? He's explaining why if you shecht kodshim, you're potter from dal v'hei. Reish Lakish says, why if you steal kodshim and shecht them, are you potter from dal v'hei? Because since you can't sell kodshim, you can't shecht, or since you can't sell kodshim, you're not chayav for shechting kodshim. So Tos says, v'hacha sharnisko lesa mechira. Hold on, you can't sell sharnisko. So if you can't sell sharnisko, then you shouldn't be chayav for shechting it. How does Tosfos know you can't sell shor niskal? It's a mefurish gemara in Bava Kama daf mem hei. The gemara says shor niskal until it is judged by Bez Din Gemar Din, you can sell it, you can makdish it, etc. But once it's called a shor niskal, once it's been judged by Bez Din after Gemar Din, the gemara says machra ino machra. If you sell it, it's not tofes, right? You can't sell isuri hanah. That's the pashup shot in that gemara in Bava Kama. You can't sell isuri hanah. So if you can't sell Isuri Hana'ah, if you can't sell Isuri Hana'ah, then why are you chayav for shechting Isuri Hana'ah? Good question. V'yeshlomar dehasam kodshim chamir d'lesun kal b'mchira. No! Only kodshim, you can't sell it all. What does it mean you can't sell it all? I can't sell kodshim to anyone. Not to a Jew, not to a goy. Why? Because whoever I sell kodshim to, what then happens? The gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash, comes and takes it back. Right? I mean, I don't care who I sell kodshim to. Whoever I sell kodshim to, it doesn't count. It has to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. So kodshim, you can't sell at all. Avol sharniskal, nyekrenel ovi kochav, amin tovizomit. But sharniskal, yeah, If I sell it to a Jew, maybe I can't sell it. But I can sell Sharon Iskel to a guy. By selling Sharon Iskel to a guy. Now, let me just make sure no one misunderstands here in Halacha L'maisa. Tosfos doesn't mean I'm allowed to sell Isur HaNah to a guy. Of course I'm not allowed to sell Isur HaNah to a guy. That's called getting HaNah. He just means bid the Evid. If I did sell, if I sold Kutchim to a guy, even bid the Evid, it's not sold. It goes back to the Hektish. But if I sell Shor Niskal or other Arla client, Karen Bas Bechalav, to a guy, then it's a perfectly valid sale. What do you mean? The guy now takes this Isur Arla or client, Karen or Shor Niskal and does whatever he wants with it. Right? Because for him it's not Asur Banah, right? He's allowed to get Hanah from a Shor Niskal, right? Hashem doesn't mind if he gets Hanah from the Shor Niskal. And therefore it's a valid sale and ain't Tofi Stamav. The Isur doesn't even take hold of the money. I can spend the money. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, Sha'omer, Sha'ein Shor HaNiskal. Now, so Mechayim Nicha, Rabbeinu Tam is a radical Shittus Yachid. Rabbeinu Tam is a Shittus Yachid that says Shor HaNiskal is not Asur Banah until you kill it. So then it's Nicha. Obviously, we're talking about when it's alive, right? You can only shecht it when it's alive. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when it's alive, it's Taka Matzur Banah. Meaning, it has certain... I wouldn't advise you to invest in it because there are certain dangers on the horizon that it might lose its value in the near future. But, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Shittus Yachid. No one agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Ashur Niskal is Matzur Banah till you kill it. So Rabbeinu Tam, and one of his main rides is this question. I mean, if you look at Tosfos elsewhere in Shas, they say, and they ask this question, Rabbeinu Tam said, they didn't put Rabbeinu Tam as a second answer. If you look at Tosfos elsewhere in Shas, like in Zvachim, etc., they say, no, Rabbeinu Tam's first answer, Rabbeinu Tam says, here's the proof that Shor Niskal is Motu Banah. Look at this, you can sell it. How do I know you can sell it? So if you're chai for shechting it, you must be able to sell it. So, here Tosfos has two answers. Right, the question was, right, meaning, the question was, why can you sell Shor HaNiskal, right? The proof is, according to Ifrish Lakish, if you kai for shechting, you must be able to sell it, right? As proven by Ifrish Lakish. And the answer, tells us two answers. Number one, sell to a guy. Number two, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter behana. Okay, great. Now, the answer number two is not so crazy. Meaning, it's a chiddush Shor HaNiskal that it's haka mutter behana as long as it's alive. But once you grant that chiddush Shor HaNiskal, so everything's smooth sailing. It's mutter behana. Of course, you can sell it. There's nothing to worry about at all. The first answer of Tosfos is a big chiddush. The Akronim found this to be a big chiddush. So what is the first answer of Tosfos saying? It's saying that you can sell Isur HaNah. That's a big chiddush that you can sell Isur HaNah. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you can sell, not can. I don't want to be misunderstood. I don't mean you're allowed to. You're not allowed to sell Isur HaNah. That's clear. You're not allowed to sell Isur HaNah. You are able to sell, not allowed to. You're able to sell Isur HaNah. This is a very, very, very big chiddush. Why is this a big chiddush? Because first of all, I think it's a big chiddush. Because first of all, there's a famous machlokas rishonim. Well, let me take this back a second. Sorry, take it back one second. Why is this such a big chiddush? Because we find rayos otherwise. What do we find rayos otherwise? Right? Why is this a chiddush? Because we find the foolish in the Gemara. What can't you do with Isur HaNah? And Pashup Shad in the Gemara, you can't do because it's Asur HaNah. What does the Gemara say you can't do with Isur HaNah? Right. The Gemara in Bava Kama Shor HaNiskal says you can't be Makdish or Mocher. Hikdishu Eino Mokdash, Machro Eino Mocher. Because Baba Kama Mem Hei Amud Aleph says that Hikdisho Eino Muktash Machro Eino Machor. Not only that, what does the Gemara say in Psachim about comments at Asr Bahana'a? Now this Gemara is a Halbatzara. Because it says you can sell or Makdash Yisurei Hana'a. It doesn't say precisely why. Right? It never says precisely why. But what if the Gemara is saying Psachim about Chametz after it becomes Asr Bahana'a? What can't you do? Lav Rishu, so and therefore what can't you do? You can't, no. Can't be Mevatel it. Which may or may not be the same as being Makrit, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Kayadua to those who have learned Psachim. Right? But you can't be Mevatel. And the Gemara says, why can't you be Mevatel? Lav Rishu say. Right? It's not in your Rishus. Psachim. Vava Beis. That. Lav Rishu say. Demare. And therefore, Eino Yachol Levatlo. You can't even do Bitul Chametz. Now again, we don't know what Bitul Chametz is. Some people say it's Hefker. What does that mean? You can't be Mafker Yisur Hanah. Some people say it's not Hefker, it's just redefining the Hefta as something worthless. You can't define the Hefta of Yisur Hanah, but it seems clearly you lose your power over Yisur Hanah, and you can't do anything with them. So basically, what seems to come out of this, right? That you have no power over Yisurei Hanah, right? Pashup Shat is that Eino Yachol Limkar Yisurei Hanah. Why? There are two opinions in the Rishonim. One, the most radical opinion why you can't sell Yisurei Hanah is what? What's the most radical opinion as to why you can't sell and be Makdish and be Makdish Yisurei Hanah?
Because it's not yours.
Because it's not yours, exactly. There are two main shitas in the Rishonim. Right? Two main shitas. A is, there's no bailus on Yisurei Hanah. Maybe there's no bailus. Again, I'm not talking about the God. For God's sake, talking about the Jew. Maybe you don't even own Yisurei Hanah. What makes us think you don't own Yisurei Hanah? Well, Rashi in Psachim on that Gemara says, Eino Shalom. It's not his. Right? And not only that, Rashi seems to make the pattern. Rashi on Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei says, Yisurei Hanah or not, if you have an Esrog of Yisurei Hanah, what is it not called? It's not Lochem. So Rashi in Sukkah says it's not Lochem. Rashi in Psachim says it's not yours. Rashi in Baba Kama, what does he say? Labr Shusei Demai Kai. And that's why he can't be Makdish.
Like Dushe.
What?
Like Dushe says.
I know. But you put the pattern together, right? Who seems to say this? Now the truth is, here's an interesting exercise.
Doesn't the Rashi?
Yes. Here's an interesting exercise for homework. You can actually get out of all these proofs. But the Rishonim assume that, the Achronim rather, I meant, assume there's a pattern here. What do we have here? We have Rashi in Psachim says, Eino Shalom. Rashi in Sukkah says, it's not Lachem. And Rashi in Baba Kama says, Lav Birshuse. You put all these Rashis together, it sounds like it's just not yours. You use a slightly different lashon each time, but it sounds like it's not yours. Not only that, they normally put them together with the Rashba quote in the Ran in the Darim. What does the Rashba say that Yisurei Hanah? Did anyone chap what the Machlokas Rashba and Ran was in that Ran in the Darim Pehayim and Aleph? The Gemara seems to say that if I am Mudir Hanah from something, I say I don't want to get any of it off my property, someone can come and take it. What's the difference between the Rashba understood that and the way the Ran understood that? The Ran seemed to understand because, like, once I'm saying I don't want my property anymore, I'm mafkir at midas. Okay, that doesn't prove anything. That's psychology. He's just psychologically saying any guy who says, I don't want any Hanah from this, means he doesn't want it. The Rashba said no. Because Asr B'Hanah, it's automatically everyone's allowed to take it. Right? That was the Machlokas Rashba and Ran there. And the Machlokas Rashba and Ran was, if I'm Madr Hanah from my Nechasim, the Rashba says, Alpi did, it's automatically Hefker. Because it's Asr B'Hanah. The Ran says, no, it's just that I want it to be Hefker. Okay, nafkamina, they say, is what if I go back and do hatars and darim, then the Rashba thinks, then it wouldn't be hefker anymore, because I'll be din, it wasn't hefker. No, the Ram thinks it would still be hefker, because I still didn't want it at the time. Okay, but said the Rashba nedarim, what does he say? He says, anyone can take it. Right? He says anyone can take it. The Pashup Shah, many Achronim point out, the Pashup Shah and Rashi and the Rashba, is that they have a shita that... The Rashba quoted the Ran. The Ran disagreed. The Ran said only when I say I don't want it, can anyone come and take it. But not just the Sashra, no. The Ran says it depends on what I'm thinking. The Rashba says it's a din. Isuri Hana are hefker. So, anyone can come and take them. So these Rishonim sound like there's no bailus at all on Isuri Hana. Right? Now, could you get out of it? Perhaps. If someone wanted to say, I looked far and wide. I'm not sure I could find any sheet in the Rishonim that says there's no bailus in Isuri Hana, that there's no way out of it. Theoretically, if you want to get out of this, you could say, the Rashba doesn't mean you're not bailus. He just means you're not allowed to stop people from taking them, because that would be Hana. To tell people who can and can't take it. And Rashi Baba Kama doesn't mean you're a bailus, he just means like the Ketos, it's not for Shuso, so you can't do Hektish. And Rashi and Sukkah doesn't mean you're a bailus, he just means it's not called Lachem, because the ritual of Lachem means you need to actually, it needs to be useful to you. And Rashi and Pesachim, who says you don't have bailus, you can get out of it and say, only Chametz you don't have bailus, because not only is it Asr Ba'na'a, but you have to burn it. Right away. It's us to even let it sit. But other Yisrael, no, maybe there would be bailus. So you could get out of this, but nonetheless, Rashi could be making a pattern. So this is one approach, that there's no bailus on Yisrael Hana. However, there are other Rishonim more mafurish that there is bailus on Yisrael Hana. Which Rishonim are mafurish there is bailus on Yisrael Hana? The Ritva and Sukkah quote the Ravid, who's like Rashi, who says, ah, Yisrael Hana, not Lochem. The Ritva says, what do you mean? I don't care if it's Asr Ba'na. It's yours. You can stop anyone else from taking it. Right? Against that Rashba. It's Lachem. The Ritva says the Yisrael Hana are yours. And the Mozari says the same thing. He brings an interesting Raya. And the Ran and Durim and Zayin also sounds like Yisrael Hana are yours. And the Nesiva sounds like Yisrael Hana are yours. So there's another Shita. Right? The Ritva and the Ran say, that they're the Ritva and the Ran, not only the Ritva and the Ran, but the and the Nesivos. Okay, he's not exactly a Rishon, but right, the Ritva, the Ran, and the Nesivos say explicitly there is bailus on Isuri Hana. They are explicit about this. But comes along the Ketzos and says. Says the Ketzos, what did the Ketzos say, David? Even though there's bailus on Isuri Hana. What?
There's bailus on Isuri Hana.
Exactly. What does the Gemara say in Bava Kamma? I think we might have mentioned this once briefly. The Gemara says, Gozov v'nusiyat shua bailum. Shnei me yuchol mahakdish. If I steal again, I steal your glasses case, and you don't have yeish. Because you know you're going to get Ben Narsh to give it back to you. There's too much social pressure, everyone saw. Right? So, neither one can be makdish. I can't makdish, Lisha and Shalom. Of course I can't be makdish, not mine. It's his. Why can't he be makdish? Because even though it's his, Eino Bershuso, right? It's out of his control. And all the Rishonim, except for the Sefer Hayetur, which we will not consider right now, all the Rishonim, but we kind of daf ayin assume, what's the Etur? Except for the Ravon. I apologize. All the Rishonim, except for the Ravon and Bava Kamma Dafayin, for now we'll pretend we don't know the Ravon and Bava Kamma Dafayin, all the Rishonim say that just like something that's not Bershuso, you can't be Makdish. Likewise, you can't be Mafgarit. That's the Gemara. Likewise, you can't be Mocharit. I can't transfer anything that's not in my Rishos. So says the Ketzos, there is Bailus on Isurei Hana, but it's shelo ve'eino bershuso. What's the difference if I own something but you stole it from me and I can't use it? Or I own something but it's asur b'ana and I can't use it? It's not bershuso, but it's shelo ve'eino bershuso. And therefore, you can't sell it. That is the Ktos, the famous Shita of the Ktos in Simon Tuf Vav. That's on the Makora sheet. There's a very famous Ktos. The Ktos says, Shalo ve'ina rishuso. He likes this Lashon of Rashi and Bava Kamma. He prefers Lashon of Rashi and Bava Kamma to the Lashon of Rashi and Sukkah and Pesachim. He says, no, there is Bible study Suri Hanoah. Again, some of the Achronim say maybe Chametz is different because you have to burn it immediately. But regular Suri Hanoah, that you're allowed to keep around your house, there is Bailus on Yisrael HaNa'ah. But it's Shalom Ein Rishuso. There's no control over Yisrael HaNa'ah. Therefore, you can't be Machish it, you can't sell it, you can't be Machker it. Any Yochel Levatlo, any Yochel Adisho, any Yochel Machro. That explains the Gemara. So there are two main drachim in the Rishonim.
Is there
two.
Another example of anything else that you have Bailus, but you have the Rishuso?
Well, the classic example is something that's stolen from me. Right? I can't be Machish and I can't sell. Right, I can't be makdish, I can't sell. That's pshat anymore. Bava Kamma daf. The Gemara all over Bava Kamma, Parak Zayin, says I can't be makdish it. And daf Samach Tes there, it says I can't be makker it. In daf Samach Tes, it says I can't be poda it. And in daf Ayin there, it says, according to everyone, but the strange reading of the Ravan, that I can't sell it. Right? I can't. And other examples are all controversial. Some Achronim say if I lost something, I can't sell it because it's not for Shusi, because it's lost, and I don't know where it is. Okay, so there are many examples. There are many examples like this. They debate other cases. Like, for example, what if something is about to be swept away to sea? So many achronim hold in that case. Also, you know, let's say I have, not that I lost it, I don't know where it is, but, you know, it fell overboard from my cruise ship, and it's now bobbing in the Atlantic Ocean, and we're speeding away from it. So many achronim say also can't be makdish or sell that. Because it's not Rishusi, I have no control. So Yisrael knows also, it physically, it's in my safe perhaps, but I have no control over it because Hashem took it away from me and told me I'm not allowed to do anything with it. So these are the two main shitas. The two main shitas are either there's no ownership bechlal of Yisrael HaNa'ah, or there might be owners, which is what Rashi and the Rashba sound like, or there might be ownership of Yisuri Hana'ah, but it's not Rishusi, so I can't do anything of my ownership. I can't be Makdish or Mafkir or Podeh or Mocher or use my Baitlos to do any Chalos on it. Those are the two mainstream Shitas to explain mainstream Shas. This is Pashup Shan and Shas. Until this Tosfos, I think this is the only place in Shas that's a problem. Until this Tosfos, which is, you know, two steps away from what it says in the Shas, right? Meaning all it says in the Shas is this innocent thing. If you shech the shore, nesko yuchayim dalav hay. All of a sudden, Tosfos starts with, well, he's a kasher from left field from Reish Lakish, and therefore he gives an answer. If you don't want to say Rabbeinu Tam, because that's what she's das yachid, he has an answer, you can sell it to a guy. All of a sudden, Tosfos comes and goes against the mainstream of all of Shas. What's shot in Tosfos? And here we have a fundamental machlokas. Here we have a fundamental machlokas. What does Tosfos mean? Is he really bucking the trend of all of Shas? Or is he not? So,
when you say Tosfos, you mean his own answer, then Rabbeinu Tam?
I mean not Rabbeinu Tam, before Rabbeinu Tam.
All right, just to keep it
correct.
Straight.
Right, you see, you got to follow the arrows here. The sell to a guide, the not Rabbeinu Tam answer led to this, which led to this. Right, just leave breadcrumbs on the board.
Like Candyland.
Yes.
Okay.
So what did Kenyon say just over
the... Tosfos says you can sell Yisrael HaNa'ah.
So
that seems to go against all of Shas. I don't care, pick your poison, right? I don't care which shot you take in all of Shas. Take the Eino Shalom shot, or take the Eino Rishusov shot. Pick your poison. I mean, obviously there are many nafkaminas there, which we're not going to get into, right? We're not going to get into the nafkaminas of whether there's Bailus in Yisrael HaNa'ah or not. Suffice to say that there are many nafkaminas, one of those obvious nafkaminas might be, can anyone walk over and take it, right? That might be an obvious nafkamina, or another, that might be an obvious nafkamina. Other nafkaminas is, Yerusha, right? If, if, you know, I'm Yorish Yisuri Hana'a, do I have the right to decide what to do with them or not? For example, if you own chov, right, if I owe someone money, can they collect it from my Yisuri Hana'a? Does that count as paying the chov or not? Okay, there's many nafkaminas.
It would be split in two, though. I mean, the famous Rechaim Yigitin is cholik on his toast. By both said get all Yisuri Hana'a, and Rechaim held that you need a kinyan.
Ah, great! Another great nafkamina is...
So then that could be Tosfos Shita. Like,
okay, that's a very good point. Another great nafkamina is how to go from here to the famous Diyun. We discussed this Diyun. We discussed this in the context of Hagbah. Of Hagbah and Yad. Right? The Gemara says a get is kasher in Yisuri Hana'a. What's pshat? Why is a get kasher in Yisuri Hana'a? So if you say that Yisuri Hana'a belonged to you, then maybe you can understand, even though it's still going to need some work.
The obvious answer the Ksos is going to have to give is the Sino is not...
Is that right? That the get is just a physical act of giving it like, to with ownership. Correct. So Reb Chaim is going to be like this Tosfos.
Right.
Reb Chaim is going to be in the boat of this Tosfos, Taka. That's a very good Hara. So, let us... That's a very good Hara. Okay. I'm gonna have to think about that because I'm not gonna adequately address that today. So everyone pretend they didn't hear. They didn't hear what Joel just said. Okay. Now, what do we do for Tosfos? What do we do for Tosfos? So now, what's the sheet of Tosfos? Anyone want to help me out? What's the sheet of Tosfos? What does Tosfos think? Tosfos is now against all of Shas. Again, this is a cute not cute. This is a very important machlokas. But either way, Tosfos is against Shas. Lemaisa, you can't sell Yisuri Hana'a. So, what does Tosfos do with this? So, let's see what, let's see what Tosfos can do. Well, how would you defend Tosfos? Doesn't all of Shas say you can't sell Yisuri Hana'a? So what does Tosfos think? So, I have a few different ways of understanding Tosfos. One is that, what does Reb Yochanan say? Reb Yochanan says he denies this. Right? Tosfos thinks you can sell Yisuri Hana'a. Right? That's what Reb Yochanan says. So, one derech is Tosfos argues and thinks that that you can sell Yisuri Hana'a. Right? Don't we know that you can't sell Yisuri Hana'a? So what does Reb Yochanan say? Reb Yochanan says a big chiddush. Apparently, Reb Yochanan says you can sell Yisuri Hana'a, right? That's a good shiurim. I think I even put it on the sheet, right? Hadatani babakam dafim heishor nisko machreinu machar ayri b'machu l'Yisrael ulefize had Yisuri Hana'a lesen mechiru mitzad alokech lo mitzad amokher. You can sell Yisuri Hana'a. Just a little kayak can't be kona Yisuri Hana'a. So what does Tosfos think? Tosfos thinks you can sell Yisuri Hana'a, meaning you can sell, just not be makdish, and can't be kona. You can sell Yisuri Hana'a, you just can't buy Yisuri Hana'a or be makdish Yisuri Hana'a. Why can't you be mocked? You know what? Let me put this a little different. You just can't be kone Yisuri Hana'a. So in Bava Kama Memhe, Bava Kama Memhe meant you can't sell to a Jew because he can't be kone. But Tosos and Ksuvo says you can sell to a guy. Right, meaning the good lush that we're counting them, hey, is misleading. Or not misleading, it's not meduyah. Machr ain't a machr doesn't mean because you can't sell it. You can sell it. Machr ain't a machr means that even though you can sell it, a Jew can't buy it. And if a Jew can't buy it, then you haven't sold it. But a guy can't buy it because for him it's Mutzer Bahana, it's not one of the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach. And therefore, be'ikaron, you can sell. So this is a big chiddush then. According to, this is the Kovet Shiurim. According to the Kovet Shiurim, he says that's against Rashi. Rashi in Bava Kama says you can't sell because it's not yours to sell. And the Ketzos would say, even though it's yours, but it's not Mershuso enough to sell. No. Tosfos then thinks, Tosfos holds, it is Shelo and Mershuso. Tosfos thinks it's Shelo and Mershuso. You can sell Isuri Hana'ah. You absolutely can sell Isuri Hana'ah. It's Shelo and Mershuso to sell. But you just can't be Mavatel Chometz. Okay, that's Chometz. You can't be Makdashit. Why can't you be Makdashit? So he would say, not because you don't have Koch to be Makdashit. You do have Koch to be Makdashit. You just can't be Makdashit because Hektish doesn't want it. Hektish is useless to Hektish. How can you be Makdashit something Hektish doesn't want? So I can't sell it to a Jew because the Jew can't acquire it, and I can't sell Makdashit to Hektish because Hektish doesn't want it. We know, Kachem Shemesu Yasu Medei Me'ila. Anyone remember way back then? We were discussing that. Remember that phase? Something useless cannot be Hektish. You can only be Makdash something useful to Hektish. And you can't buy it. It's a little funny. Why can't I buy it? Apparently, Tosfos thinks that to use my existing buying laws, it's Shelo and Bershuso. But to create new buying laws, to be Konan? No. A Jew can't be Kone Isuri Hana'ah, because if something's useless to me, then I can't acquire a new buying laws. There's like a certain force of inertia here. If I own it, it's Shelo and Bershuso, so I can do whatever I want with it. But if I don't own it yet, I can't acquire something that's useless to me. The Torah only said there's such a thing as acquiring something that has value to me.
What?
Meaning to a guy? That is a fascinating question. Meaning, is Hector also bound by the Isur Hana'ah, you're asking? That is a great question. Sorry.
What about Hefker?
I for sure can't be Mafgaret. Why can't I be Mafgaret? One second. No. Maybe Tosfos say I can be Mafgaret.
If it's mine, I can give up Bailus.
Yeah, I think Tosfos might say I can be Mafgaret. Again, against the Tosfos, against the... Ah, Tosfos whole Bittel is Hefker, so why can't I be Mavatalit? So you have to answer, Chometz is worse than Isuri Hana'ah, because Chometz is Osir L'Shachos. It's Osir to keep in my house. I mean, so chametz has to be a different madriga.
I mean, doesn't the Tosfos say that it has to be chalal? It only works. It only works when someone else takes it anyway. If no one else can take it, then it wouldn't work.
No, Tosfos does not say that. That's Shmita Rav Yosi. We don't pass it that way.
Isn't Tosfos? No.
Which is Tosfos? You're thinking the Nesivos maybe? I'm sure you're thinking of something, but in any case, it's not this.
Okay.
This is a radical view of Tosfos. That mamish, you have full bialos with Rishusa, with full rights on everything in Hektish. There's just the reason you can't sell it or be makdish it is because of the other side, not because of you. Good old question. We're leaving Sarkian for now. What?
Other restrictions wouldn't apply to Goyim.
Exactly. Right. A Goy can be Kona and sell. A Goy can do whatever he wants in Surah Noah. It's not in the Shem Mitzvah of Noah. Right? A Goy can do whatever. If a guy wants to have a store and he goes to the Jewish fields and takes all their Arla and Klaya Kerem and Shor and Niskals and sells them to other Goyim, Gevaldik, he can still go to heaven. Because he's not doing it. I mean, as long as he sells them honestly, he can still go to heaven because there's nothing wrong with Surah Noah for a guy. He's not shy to those mitzvahs. This is Tosfos. In honor of what if you don't want to say that? So I saw that some Achronim wanted to say, which is something that was only a happening in the Maharsha Shah here. Bedochek, you could get out of it. Okay. Aleph. Beis. This is a happening in the Maharsha Shah, but some of the later Achronim I noticed want to pick up on it, and I don't love this chat. It wants to say, what do you have to say? You have to say, Tosfos doesn't mean you can sell Isuri Hana'ah. Admit you can't sell Isuri Hana'ah. You can't. Oh, he just said you can. But maybe Shor Niskal, not Shor Niskal is different from Isuri Hana'ah. Maybe this case of Shor Niskal is different from Isuri Hana'ah if you read to the bottom Lamed Dalet of an Aleph. Has anyone read to the bottom Lamed Dalet of an Aleph? Great. What does it say there? What's the case here? This isn't a regular case of Shor Niskal. This is a case of a shomer who was watching a shor, and it became shor haniskal, and now shor haniskal is worthless, asar hanah. But hold on a second. If I'm a shomer, let's say, Daniel, you give me your shor to watch, and I make it a shor haniskal. If I return it to you, my yotze? Yes, it's called hareishel chalafanecha. Since it looks the same, I can return it to you, my yotze. Okay, am I a nice person? Am I gonna get machter yona? No, but I'm yotze. But what if now someone steals it from me, from the shomer? Hold on, it's worthless, right? It's asar hanah. Is it worth money to me, the shomer? It's worth money to me because if I return it, I don't have to pay for it, and if it's gone, I have to pay for it. So it's worth money subjectively to the shomer. What do we call that category in halacha? Davar agorin lamamon. And maybe this brice holds davar agorin lamamon kim mamon dami. So says the Maharsha in the half meter, but some later are going to pick up on this. Say maybe Tosus only meant not every shor haniskal you could say. He only meant likely gemara later in a case of davar agorin lamamon. Because through davar agorin lamamon, it's worth money, and it's not like regular suri hanah. Regular suri hanah aren't worth anything. This is worth a ton to me. Because through this loophole of the weird loopholes of Hilchos Shmira, it's worth $1,000 to me. Because if I give it back to him, I don't have to pay $1,000. And if it's gone, I have to pay $1,000. So that's the Havin Marsha. But he assumes Okimta on Daf Lamedalad on Aleph. That this is the case of this weird case where the shomer was worth money to the shomer, and Davar Hagoreg Lamamon Kim Mamon Dami. Okay, if anyone knows, there's a famous Rav Chanan, I think it might even be in our parak here, who has a Chakir Davar Lamamon, and this works according to one side of the Chakir Yosef. Ah, okay, so that's the Chiddush of the Maharsha. The Chiddush of the Maharsha means it's a Habbina, but he thinks it works. He just doesn't decide not to say it in his Tosfos. The Chiddush of the Maharsha is that Davar Agorin Lamamon Kim Mamon Dami is not just copy the Shomer. That's the Chiddush. Davar Agorin Lamamon is not only contextual for one person. Davar Agorin Lamamon is now it's worth money. Why is it now worth money? It's now worth money because the Shomer will pay me to return it to him because he needs to give it back to the Bible. Okay. I think this is a little dacha to stick all this into Tosfos. But if you don't want Tosfos to be against all the Rishonim Vacharonim, again, or kind of notwithstanding you get, then maybe you could say this. The question is, could you say something a little more compromising? And here, I think you can. I'm waiting for Lubat and Bednarz to contribute. Okay, who wants to go first? You want to go first? Because you're going to step into a minefield, but then I'll save you.
What?
Unless you looked at the Rosh Hashanah.
Did not.
Okay, good, so step into the minefield. What does Lubat want to say?
I guess if it's Kenyan is always on the corner, then then he can't do it. But I mean, then you get about issues with the Gemara, with the other Gemara's Bavakama.
Exactly. Okay, here you have tricky parts of the Gemara and Bavakama, but let us, and you have tricky parts of the Gemara and all of Shas, which is Dover She'enu B'Shu, so you can't be Mocher, according to everyone except for the Rabban. Yeah. Right? So, let's see Lubat. Says Lubat and Rib Shimon Shkap. Okay, but Lubat said it first. So, yeah, good company, right? Right, even if he's wrong, right, if he goes to Gehenna with Rishon Shkap, so it's, I think that's fine. So what does Lubat say? Lubat says, really, Tosus admits, that Isurei Hana'ah are not for Shuso, and you can't sell them, but the Kenyan is done by the Kone, right? As Lubet says, Kenyanim are done by the Kone. All the Makna has to do is not object, is let him. I can certainly let someone do something, right? The kinyan is done by the kone. And the guy can certainly be koneh. And now Lubetz admits he just wanted to do a bit of a minefield. He just admits not Rishushin, you can't sell them like it says in Bava Kama. But a kinyan is done by the koneh. So truth is you can get out of Bava Kama. But all the Rishonim assume. So what Rav Shimon Shkup says is this. Here he makes Lubet more complicated. You ready to become more complicated? He says there's two different types of sales. There's sales that are done by the mocher and sales that are done by the koneh. Maybe that's what it means. It depends which kind of sale. You can sell them Lubet, so now you're half right. You're at Tzvei Dinim. In, you can't sell them via the, you can't sell them, okay, via the Maisa of the Mocher. But you can, or maybe even the Kona can be Kona. All right, fine. You can sell them via the Maisa of the Kona. What does he mean by this? He says, maybe there's two different types of kinyanim. Imagine different kinyanim. What kind of kinyan is done by the Kona? And what kind of kinyan is done by the machne? He said it's Tzveidinim. Not all sales are the same. Give me an example of kind of kinyan, which is really the kona being kona and the machne just lets him. Meshicha. Or what goes with meshicha? Hagbaha and yad and chatzer. Meaning, for example, meshicha, hagbaha, yad, chatzer. All of these are the same idea. What's happening? The kona is actually taking it. What does the machne need to do? To not object. Right? The kohen is taking it. I just need to not object. So we're Shimon Shkup and now Lubet is admitting, because I don't think you can get out of this, that there's Tzvei Dinim here. Some kinyanim are done by the kohen and the machne just doesn't object. How would you tell? Any kinyan I could use to get something from Hefker, if I use it to buy something, I'm buying it. The seller's just not objecting. Any kinyan done totally by the kohen. However, there are other kinyanim that are done by the mocher. Like, what's an example of a kinyan that's done by the mocher?
Give him a little to a katan.
What?
Give him a little to a katan.
Okay, so for sure give him to a katan, but even better, maisa kinyanim. Like, what about, for example, chalipin, and ma'os, and, chalipin and ma'os, and I don't know if Odisa counts as a kinyan or not, or agav, or something like that, meaning that I use my power, right? Chalipin. You give me something, I give you something in exchange. I'm using my power to give it to you. Most, you pay me and I sell it to you in exchange. Agav. I sell you land, and with the land, I sell you the object. That's me using my power to transfer it. That's not you just coming and taking it. That's me using my power to transfer it. And those kind of, you know, clearly Kenyan Odisa, where I'm just molded that it's yours, is obviously using my own power. Or Hekdish, for example. Right? Hekdish.
I mean, both of them involve two people.
Correct. The question is, who's the engine, right? Here's Rav Shimon Shkup's chiddush. There's two different ways of selling things. The koneh can be the engine and the machneh just lets him through. Or the machneh can be the engine and the koneh receives.
That's not
this is
a chiddush. Two. You need two equal.
It's really correct. You need two equal, but if you think about it, I mean, here's an opinion. Imagine no, there was just an object in space and I wanted to take it. If I did have bow or mashiach or yad or chutz, I've taken it. If I put, you know, a kerchief in space instead, I clearly haven't taken it. It's only getting the other guy to give it to me. If I put money in space, I haven't done anything. Money just gets the other guy to give it to me. Right? If I, you know, take some real estate from space, right? Some kinyanim, that's his assumption. Kinyanim like Chalipin and Ma'os Chalipin meaning Kinyan Sudar, right? Those are done by the Koach of the Machne. So here's where Lubet has to get complicated. You have to say there's two types of sales. The type of sale which is done by the Koach of the Machne, I can't do with these Yisurei HaNa'os, it's not for Shusi. The type of sale that's done with the Koach of the Koneh, I can do with Yisurei HaNa'os.
Is Hekish obviously in the Tav one?
Yes.
Why can't you say the Hekish does Mashiach on that yet?
You mean Chatzer. Yeah, Kol Bisa, Hekish, Begazad, Rahmana.
Amir Lagavar, the Mishira.
Yeah, okay, but nonetheless. Also, the question is Mishira or Mesira Lehector? Kenyan Mesira is done by the Koach Lemakne.
What?
There's a Kenyan called Mesira, which might be done by the Koach Lemakne, because it doesn't work by Hefker.
No, it works like both. Mesira is my brother. You pass over the path.
Correct, but it's not Kona Behefker. So that would. Not so pushy. Okay, that's what. Lubeth, this is what you wanted to say. With a little help from your, I'm going to say from your friends, with a little help from your Rebbeim. Yes. I wanted to say different. Lashita say against Lubeth. Not against. Just, having my own dollar apples. What I wanted to say is this. I saw something like this in some of the. I don't really have anyone who mamish said this. I want to say very pushit. Tosos admits that Isurei Hana'ah are not Bershuso, and you can't sell them at all. Mikol v'chol. You can never sell Isurei Hana'ah, no matter what. What if the other guy does Hagbah? Maybe he can take it from Hefker, but you can't sell it, right? What am I saying back to Lubet? What I'm saying to Lubet is that, no, you know what? Obviously, if the other guy picks it up, he can take it home, but I haven't sold it to him. He's been Zochem and Hefker, right? But, here's the Chiddush, you can't sell them at all. I can't sell. He totally agrees with the other Rishonim and Achronim. He doesn't deviate from the conventional wisdom, B'ki Huzeh. But, and I can't, and you know what? I haven't sold this Shor Niskal to the guy. I have not sold the Shor Niskal to the guy, and therefore, let me just continue over here. So therefore, the Ganav was not Makne the Shor Haniskal to the guy. Rather, what did he do? But merely sent the guy to Bikone, sent the guy to Bikone. I was not machted to the guy. You can't sell Shor Niskal. I wasn't machted to the guy. I just sent the guy to Bikone. But now, getting back to where we started, in all Tzvicha Mechira of Gneva, I'm not machted. I'm just sending it to Bikone. Right? The whole definition, that's Alidei Acher. Ma Mechira Alidei Acher. Ben Narsh Pshat. Right? What I'm claiming is that this whole sugya comes together in all Tzvicha Mechira. I never sell it, because it's not mine. So, hold on. In every case of Tzvicha Mechira, I don't sell the ox, it's not mine. So who cares if it's Surah Nana? I can't sell it. I already can't sell it, it's not mine. Who cares if it's not mine, because it's Surah Nana? It's already not mine. What is the whole key of Tzvicha Mechira? The whole key of Tzvicha Mechira is not for selling. It's for telling someone to be Kone. So likewise here, I can certainly tell the guy to be Kone. And most are going to assume that Tzvicha Lidachar is Chayv, even on the guy. Or Mechira Shvichal Yachas Chayim even on the Tegoy. So then it's possible Mila sent the guy to be Kone, but right, Ma Mechira Al Yedei Acher equals sending the Lokeach to be Kone is the Chiyuv of Dalad Vehei. Every Chiyuv of Dal Vehei is not selling, but is telling the guy the Lokeach to be Kone. And therefore, specifically in the concept of Dal Vehei, it counts as a Mechira to the Ma Mechira Lidei Acher. That's what I want to say as opposed to Lubet. Without necessarily Eilu Ve'eilu Devil Kim Chayim. Okay, so here we have four ways of understanding Tosos. From Rochanan is a more radical way. He really bucks the trend and thinks you can sell Yisuri Hana'ah. He would probably also think you could be Mafkar Yisuri Hana'ah. Mestami would think you could be Mafkar Yisuri Hana'ah. Right, this is the Tosos thinks you can't. That's the big Tosos. But Tosos thinks you can. It's actually Geshmak Tosos, the Tosos, the way he answers his question, but I'm not going to get into that now. Two, the Lubat and Rashi and Shkap, who think that, well, Tosos admits that you can't sell the Suri Hana'ah using some kind of sales, but using other kind of sales you can, because they don't need as much of your own power. Two, the Maharsha and my Pshat said no. Tosos agrees completely with the conventional wisdom. You can't sell Yisurei Hana'ah at all, Bezehu. Why are we here? Can you sell it? Either say Dabar Gadamon Kamon Dummy and stick it in an Amid later, with the assumption of what we didn't like, or at least questioned, or say what I want to say. No, this is precisely Ma Mechira Lidei Acher. In every other part of the Torah, selling means selling. But in Dalet Behei, selling means telling someone to telling someone to acquire. Why? Because it's never mine to sell. So what makes it worse? Sir, no, it's not mine anyway. I'm chai for telling him to acquire it. And here I told him to acquire it. Kach nira lenias daiti, a very smooth way to answer Tosos, if you take my assumption in the nature of Yeyush and Shinu Shus. Again, my assumption is debated, and most of them, of course, are in the Mishnah Melech in the fifth parak of Helchos Ishus. Okay.
You said the you could toss it, say, Kondis Pshat, you could be Mapur?
No, only Kondis Pshat. Oh,
that's
according to my Pshat, for sure not. It's not for Shuso. Yes, Yosef Lowit.
Tosus throws in three words, Ein Tov is
Dama. Aha. Okay. I was hoping you wouldn't ask that.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay, there are there's a lot to say about that. There are two main problems with those two words. Number one is, why isn't it Tofes Damav? Right? Which is not such, it's a famous Hakir Nechron, but I think we discussed this once, Agav Urcha. Is it not Tofes Damav? There's a Machlok Shon Machron because fundamentally, Yisrael HaNoah don't transfer. Or it's not Tofes Damav because you didn't really sell it. And therefore it's not really Damav. That's a Rush and a Yerushalmi. Of course, this Tosfos works better for the pshat that it's just not Tofes Damav if you did sell it. Although, according to my pshat, I have no problem saying it's not Tofes Damav because you didn't sell it. The main question is, and this is really what Lowy was asking, right? Now I'm about to say what you're asking. Who cares if it's Tofes Damav or not? Right? So this is a big discussion in the Achronim. I haven't seen, the Rishonim do not give us any hints about this. The Achronim discuss, why does Tosfos need to say in Tofes Damav that it... meaning the money doesn't become usur. Who cares if the money is usur or mutter? I still transferred it, right? The Gemara says, if I steal a shor and give it as a matana, I'm chayv dal behei. So who cares if the money's usur or mutter? Right? That's what you're asking, Lomi? So there are a bunch of different answers in the Achronim. Do you want to hear them all? Some Achronim we've never heard of. I just looked through the Bar Ilan for any Achron who discusses this line of Tosos and found many answers. None of them are even in famous. I mean, whatever, none of them are in famous or obvious Achronim. Some Achronim say because it's only called mechira of something that you could sell for money, and therefore, if it would be Tofes Damav and you wouldn't get money, that wouldn't be called mechira. Or some Achronim say that Rav Meir in Bechoros holds that Mecher doesn't count as Matana for the purpose of Yovel. Sorry, Matana doesn't count as Mecher. So maybe here also, Matana doesn't count as Mecher, so you have to be able to use the money to be called Mechira. Against the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Or, some Achronim want to say that Reish Lach is Lushitase, that a guy is only Kona with money. Bechoros Yud Beis. So therefore, if you wouldn't be able to have the money, it wouldn't be a Kenyan. That the guy doesn't have a shechol, he has a kinyan of money. Which would ruin some of these pshatim, obviously. Meaning, each of these answers would only work on some pshatim. Or what I wanted to say, okay, which I didn't find in any achronim. Boy, I am, I'm really doing poorly today in terms of being mechamin to achronim. I apologize. Let me just, once Lo, we asked it, we should mention, which is, why are you only chayav if the money is mutter, right? That's Tosfos' assumption. So, one answer I found is in the Pri Yitzchak. Actually, people have heard of the Pri Yitzchak. Not in Gemara. Who's the Pri Yitzchak? I guess you would. It's Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Rav Yitzchak Blazer, the famous Bal Musar, Talmud of Rav Shlomo Salanter. So he wasn't just a, like all of them, weren't just a Vali Musar. They were also Rosh Yeshiva, or Magid Yashir. So he has Shut, and in his Shut, he deals with a lot of Lumdas. So he says, this is Rav Meir Lishitase. Of course, Loewy's going to say, who says Yovel is the same as Gneva? Okay, that's his assumption. In Bechoros Nun Beis, the Matana Eina Kimecher. Rav Meir, the Shitase holds Matana doesn't have as Mecher. Therefore, if I wouldn't get money, that wouldn't be called Mecher. Right? Could be. And that's why I'm only chayv. The money's Mutter, because otherwise it's the Matana. Another pshat could be the Achiezer says that this is Reish Lakish Lashitasen, also in Bechoros. What is it? Daf Yud Beis. Shegoy Kone Rak Al Yidei Maos. A guy is only Kone with money, therefore, sold to a guy only if you can actually get money, is it a Kenyan? Someone who I have never heard of.
But that doesn't that get you back to the problem, then you have the makne.
Correct. Some of these pshatim only work according to Rabbi Elchanan. Some of these pshatim only work according to Rabbi Elchanan or the Maharsha. Or maybe there's about there's something called Masai the Melech, and Pirush on the Rambam, and Yisurim is Beth, that I'm not sure who wrote it. But maybe this is what he means, okay? Maybe what the Masai the Melech means, right? Yesh lomar, or I'll say better. I'm running out of space. Nira le'anias daiti, and maybe this is the kavan of the Maasai Lamelech. I don't know. Anyone heard of the Maasai Lamelech? I'm sure there's a biography in Bar Ilan. It's a parish on the Rambam. Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Dalet. The Maasai Lamelech says that it's only called mechira if it's worth, if it could be money. What does that mean? I think maybe what he means is this. I'm not sure. But maybe what he means is this. There's a big machlokas rishonim in Bava Kama why tvicha u'mechira is such a big avera. What's so bad about tvicha u'mechira? Could someone imagine two possible ways in which tvicha u'mechira is a very evil thing to do? I stole it already, but tvicha u'mechira is worse. Why? Because what does Tzvicha Mechira do? It meaning it takes it away from him more. Until now, he can always find me. Now I've sold it to someone else, and therefore it's gone. Or I shechted it, and therefore even if he finds me, it's gone. So it takes away from the violent worse. This is what Tosfos and the Ravid say on Bava Kama Daf Samech Ches at the top, if I'm not mistaken. But the Rimi Lunil says a different shot. What's worse about Tzvicha Mechira? Not only did I steal it, but Haratzacht of Gam Yerashta, well, okay, it's not a good rush. But not only did I steal it, but now I'm nene from it. Not only did I steal it, now I actually benefited from it because I sold it and I got something for it, or I shechted it and now I can eat it. And they even suggest this might be totally on two deos, of whether it's because of Nishtarish Bechet or Shana Bechet. Maybe Nishtarish Bechet, which is one day in the Gemara, says Nation Nishtarish Bechet, means I've taken it further away from you. Shoshana Bechet might mean, even though definitely not, in the words not so much, you have to look in the Shaka Mataria, because I benefited from it. What I want to claim is maybe you could say you're only Chayiv Dal Vehei by benefiting from the sale. Only a sale or a shechting that you benefit from. That's what I want to tie in. Maybe that with Pnei Shana Bechet. If Shana Bechet means you repeated your chet, doesn't mean taking away from him. But Hana'a, which like the Rimi Lunil, so I wanted to say, Al-P, the Rimi Lunil, in Bava Kama Daf, what was it, Samech Ches Siman Aleph? Is that correct? The Rimi Lunil, it's also published separately in Bava Kama. There's a very nice, right, what's his name? Published the Rimi Lunil and Bava Kama in a very nice edition. Samech Ches Siman Aleph, the Shama Yehuda Freeman. Al Pi Rimi Lunil, Bava Kama, Samech Ches Siman Aleph, Dechayov Mishum Shenehene. That says, Chayov Mishum Shenehene. He says, the Chiv Dal Mehes for being Nehene. Therefore, what? What do I want to say? I want to say like this. If I give it as a Matana, am I Nehene when I give you a Matana? Yes, I give you a matana for a reason, because I'm getting something out of it, right? If I sell it and get money, am I nene?
Yeah.
Clearly. What if I sell it and then get money, but I can't use the money? Then I'm not nene. You don't owe me a favor because you paid full price, right? You can't say you owe me a favor because I gave you a present because you paid full price. But I didn't get anything. Maybe Pshat is Alpi the Rimi Lunil in Bava Kama Daf Samech Ches. The Rimi Lunil says you're Chayiv Dal Vehei for being Nene from the Gneiva. But if the money would be Asura, no, I wouldn't be Nene. And you have to say the Matan is Nene. And therefore, Tosas say the money is much Rana. And that is why I am, Nene. And maybe that's what the Masai Lamelech means when he said it's only if it's a bar dumim in this sale. I'm not sure. So we have three explanations of this, Yosef. For homework, you can take these three explanations And A, according to each of these explanations, which of these four do they work with? And B, according to the two deis as to why it's not Tofis Damin, either the Ikaron is not Tofis Damin, or it's not even called a Mechira, which of these two deis do each of these work with, but we'll leave that for homework. Okay, this is...
Maybe according to your Torah, it was not really a Kenyan here, so maybe you're just then getting it out of your... It's just the Maisa physically is out of your Rishus, so there can't be any Kesher to you anymore.
Ah, that's interesting. I think that might be what the Pri Yitzchak says. Let me think about this for a second. Well, okay, but that's not going to work for the... the A note... one second.
I think it works for yours, right?
Yes, but the... I mean, with my svar, it's not really going to help because, since it all depends whether I was nana or not, then who cares that, okay, you're right. What Joel's saying is this, is he's saying, hey, I think Joel is saying, hey, and I think this might be what the Pri Yitzchak means. Based on my Rimilunil, maybe you could say this. That even though it's not a mechira, since I'm nene from it, as if it were a mechira, I'm still chayav dal v'hei. Is that what you're trying to say?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. And if you would have held like the Raivin and Tosos, you would say, since now he's going to take it to Yemsvelt, I'm chayav dal v'hei. So maybe you could say that. Joel wants to suggest, based on this Rimi Lunil, have a fifth way of reading Tosos. Tosos doesn't mean that it's really a sale. Tosos just means that since I'm nana the same as I would from a sale, since I get the same hanads I would get from a sale, I'm chayav dal v'hei for being nana from the gneva. Okay, that's possible. No, but it doesn't matter. Once that's a good question, but once I shechted, it is now useful for me. So that's already nana. Even if I decide not to, even if I don't use it later, it's not like here. If the money be asra na, that's not nana. But if I shecht and I could eat it, and then I change my mind, that's still nana. Because at that moment, I was ready to eat it. Aha, so that depends on the... that's a machlokas tanar, and what would happen in that case. But what you'd have to say is that even if I shecht it and it's a trefa, I'm still nana. Because now I can use it for lots of things. I can still use it for other things. Okay, but that is a good point. This works much better if you hold that on Potter on a trefa. Now, okay, I think that's Lubat. All I have to say about this, okay, this topic. I just want to spend 2 minutes on don't smirk when I say 2 minutes. Maybe I'm just, maybe I'm thinking close to the speed of light and there's time dilation. The question of the strange Rambams about Toveach al Yidei Acher. The Gemara in and you'll tell me if you like, there's a nice chap that a high school kid in Flatbush suggested once that you'll tell me if you like this chaf. I was very impressed by it. So, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that there are three exceptions to Ein Shleach Dvar Aveiro. What are the three exceptions? They're all of these Rambams. What are the three Aveiros where there is Shleach Dvar Aveiro?
Mi'ilah.
Okay. What else? Tavicha u'mechira, and shlichus yad, right? Meaning if I have a pikadum and I pick it up for my own benefit, right? Then I am chayiv, I'm a gazlan, right? So me'ila, even if I don't use the hektish, I just send you to use the hektish or eat the hektish or sell the hektish or whatever, I'm chayiv. Tavicha u'mechira, if I send you to shecht or to sell, I'm chayiv. And shlichus yad, if I... if I have a pikadon and I send you to take it, then I'm chayiv. Oh, agav, I realize we never got past Rashi. I hope everyone noticed in the Shita. Yeshana here, what is mechira al yidei acher? Just filling in, not tying to this lambdas. Rashi is mechira al yidei acher metalokeach. We had to work to explain that. Probably because it's not so much to explain, the Shita Yeshana suggested something else. His lashon is a little funny. But he means first he's pointing Rashi and suggesting something else. What's his other way of explaining mechira al yidei acher? That a stam seller used a broker. Okay, al pilum this now, it's very easy. Just like if you sell it through a broker, likewise if you shecht it through a broker. Of course, the assumption that a stam seller of animals uses a broker is, I don't know, I wasn't alive 2,000 years ago. I don't know how stam people sold animals. But, okay, that was his alternative to Rashi. We'll leave it at that. If you look at Shidin Lulim, he has a more complicated shot, but I won't go into it now. Let's go back to where we were. This is our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Tzvicha u'mechira is one of the exceptions. And if you look in Kedushin, it has the two other exceptions, Gevaldik. What's the problem? There are two problems in the Rambam. One problem is, what are the two difficulties of the Rambam? Right? In the Rambam, what are the two difficulties? Question one is, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Me'ilah?
That's the only one.
There is, what does he say? He has an interesting, it's an interesting, he says twice, right? He also says it in, Hilchos Shgagos, right? That there is no shliach l'dvar aveira except for me'ilah. Says two places, ain shliach l'dvar aveira except for me'ilah bilvad. What about shlichus yad and tzvicha mechira? Very strange. No shliach l'dvar aveira except for me'ilah bilvad. What's his case there? His case is there, he quotes Tosefta. If I send you to eat hekdesh or sell hekdesh or use hekdesh, I'm chayef. But if it's an ola and I send you to eat it, then you're chayef. Why? So here, I could have explained Tosefta differently. I'm sure I could find the Chron who do. But the Rambam says, why? Because if I send you to eat an ola, besides the Isser of Me'ilah, there's a different Aveira to eat an ola. There's a separate Aveira. You're doing two Aveiras. So Ein Shlech Levar Aveira for Me'ilah. But if you're also doing another Aveira, then that takes away the Shlichas. And now you're also doing the Me'ilah, meaning another Aveira takes away the Shlichas, and there's only Shlich of Aveira from Me'ilah Bilvad. Okay, so, what does, so number one, the question is, Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira Ela Lime'ilah Bilvad? What about Tzvichu Mechira and Shlichus Yad? Second question. What does the Rambam say? If I send you to do Me'ilah and something else, right? I send you to do Me'ilah and something else, then that's Mevatel Shlichus. Meaning we don't say, for the Isra of Ola, you're doing it, for Me'ilah, I'm doing it. Once there's a second Aveira at the same, once there's two Aveiras at the same time, it's Mevatel Shlichus. Hold on, go back to our sugya. What did I send the guy? To Shecht Stam? How did he shecht? Stam? On Shabbos or to Avodah Zarah, right? Hold on. I said, let's use the Shabbos, although the same logic apply. I sent the Shecht on Shabbos. Hold on. Right? Me'ilah plus Achilas Ola equals Ein Shlichus. But what about Tzvicha plus Hilo Shabbos? And our Sugya equals Yesh Shlichus. And the Rambam himself says in Hilchas Geneva, right? What does the Rambam say in Hilchas Geneva? He brings down our Sugya. I mean, the Rambam's not Mechadish much, right? He's just bringing down our Sugya. Sorry. Let me find the place. I apologize. Says the Rambam. Also shliach lishkot lo v'shachal lo shliach v'shabes or yaganav chayev v'tzah shlomi arba v'chamisha. Why? Etc. V'charyanu shashlizlecha v'shliach chayev v'tzah shlomi. I'm chayev even though it's on Shabbos. So, the question is, how do we get out of these questions? So we can get out of these questions without a chiddush or with a chiddush. We can get out of these questions without a chiddush or with a chiddush. Let's first try to get out of these questions without a chiddush. Without a chiddush in Lamdas. Can we get out of these questions without a chiddush in Lamdas? So how do we answer the first question? If there are three exceptions, why did he only say there's one exception? So what does the Shvas Yaakov say? Very technical answer. says the Shvus Yaakov that he didn't mean to say in Kola Tarkula there's no Shliach Levar Avera except only in Mi'ila. Although that's what he says. What he meant to say is, it's a little dachuk. I think it might be a little dachuk. He says, the Rambam meant that in cases of Mi'ila, right, there's no Shliach Lidvar Aveira. If you add any second Aveira, except for Me'ila. That's what he meant. He wasn't saying, he didn't literally mean in Kol Tarkula Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira, there's only an exception of Me'ila. No, what he meant is, in Me'ila, there's no Shliach Lidvar Aveira if you add anything else except for Me'ila. I mean, the assuming you can't add Tzvichu Mechira to Me'ila, like that scenario doesn't work out. You can't add Shlichas Yad to Me'ila. That scenario never works out. Either if you add Ola to Me'ila, if you add Chol Shabbos to Me'ila, if you add Gneva to Me'ila, if you add, whatever you Tumah to Me'ila, whatever you might imagine you're adding to Me'ila, that's all he meant. This is a little dochuk. That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like Lajaron. Kol Tarkula means in any case. But he says the Rambam just meant in this case, if you add anything except for Me'ila, there's no Shliach Lidvar Aveira. But he's not really talking about Kol Tarkula. Okay, a little bit of dochak. How do you answer the second question? That's a little easier. How do you answer the second question? What does the Mishnah of Melech say to answer the second question? He says, this is actually not bad, because he reads the Lashon. He says, what Okimta does he make in the second case? What does he say the difference is between this case and this case? When I told you to eat it, I told you to do Me'ila and eat Ola. Right? I told you to eat that piece of meat. In this case, what does the Mishnah Melech say? I told you to Shecht. You decided to Shecht on Shabbos. He says, read the Rambam. Asher Shliach Lishkot Lo, V'Shachat Lo Shliach B'Shabbos. So now it depends. Is it Asher Shliach Lishkot Lo, V'Shachat Lo Shliach B'Shabbos? Or no, I told you to shecht whenever it's convenient for you, and you shechted on Shabbos, then obviously it's different. What does he say? He says the case was that the ganav didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos. He didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos. That's why it's different. If I tell you to do Me'ila and Achilas Ola in Shlech Levar Aveira. But here, I told you to shecht. I never told you to do it on Shabbos. You did it on Shabbos on your own. Obviously, Shabbos is not part of the Shlichos. Tell him on Shabbos. And he decided on his own to be Mechal Shabbos. I'm a from Ganef. I told you go shecht this, fair and square. I stole it fair and square. Come on. But I wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. And then this Oisvarf decides to go Mechal Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos is not part of the Shlichos. Right? Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, is not part of the Shlichos. Then it's obvious that this is not like the case of Me'ila. The Tvicho Mechira was Shlichos. The Shabbos was on your own. It wasn't Shlichos at all. So, of course, the Shabbos doesn't ruin the Shlichos of Tvicho Mechira. Because I wasn't Sholeach you to Mechal Shabbos. That was totally independent. I have no interest in Kol Shabbos. I only want the Mechira, so I only sent you for Mechira. That's the difference.
So he really wasn't a Shliach.
So. For the Shabbos, he wasn't a Shliach. For the Shabbos, he was on his own.
That's why he's paying
Valentine. Exactly, because he was only my Shliach for Mechira. He was not my Shliach for Shabbos. Gemara, that was his own initiative.
And that's the Doch Shat in Gemara, because it usually was in Shlichus, right? It says
Shlichus
like
no.
Times, no?
But it doesn't say that I sent you to do it on Shabbos. Maybe I only sent you Shecht on Chol, and you yourself did it on Shabbos.
So if he Shechted on Chol, would he be Chayiv Balan Hay also?
Yes. But this doesn't work for
the Gemara. It wouldn't be Kamlay.
Exactly. The Gemara says not Kamlay, because the Shliach's Chayiv Visa and I'm Chayiv Mamon. Works out perfectly. This doesn't work for the Torah. Why? Because the Torah says that the case is Shalach Oso Lishchot to Shabbos. This doesn't work for the Torah. The Torah says, he sent him to Shecht on Shabbos. I told you, go Shecht today. So for the Torah, this answer doesn't work. You can think of other answers, by the way. Some of the Achronim have other answers, like for example, Shara Melech says that even if I sent him to Shecht on Shabbos, that doesn't count to the same shlichas, because I could have sent him to Shecht during Chol. As opposed to meat of an Ola, I can't send you to do Me'ilah without eating an Ola. Okay, but that's one way. However, there's a second way. The second way is with the Chiddush in Lamdus. This is a famous Chiddush in Lamdus in the Ksos, who's just quoting a Maharit. The Ksos quoting a Maharit. What does the Ksos say quoting the Maharit? He makes a tremendous Chiddush based on Pshat in number one. What does the Ksos say? A tremendous Chiddush. And he says it, he's based on a Shach Nesma. Right? He's based on a Shach Nesma. Says the Ktos, Maharit, Alpi, Shach, and Sma. What does the Ktos say based on the Maharit? He says, really? Yeshliach Lidbar Aveira? Only in Me'ilah. Hold on. Whatever happened to Tvichu Mechir and Shlichas Yad? So what does the Ktos say? That's not Shlich Lidbar Aveira. Shlich Dvar Aveira means you didn't do it, I did it. Right? If I sent you, I did it. Tzvichu Mechira and Shlichus Yad, there's no Shlichus. But I'm Chayev even though I didn't do it. Why am I Chayev even though I didn't do it? Because even though I didn't do it, I am responsible for the situation. What makes me responsible for the situation? Well, if I'm a Ganef, I'm responsible for my Gneva. And if I'm a Shomer, I'm responsible for my Pikadon. So, Midin, Chayev Me'ilah. The ganav is chayav in tzvicha u'mechira, not because of shlichus, but because he continued his path of Geneva. The Shomer, sorry, is Chayav not because of Shlichus, but because he abused his Shmira. What am I saying? He's saying that you know when you need Shlichus? If I send you to Stam do an action, it's only my fault if you're my Shliach. But if I'm already a ganef, who cares if you're my shliach or not? A ganef is chayiv if he arranges and allows the gneva to be continued. It doesn't matter if you're my shliach. A ganef is chayiv for abusing his gneva. And a shomer is chayiv, even if you're not my shliach, for abusing his shmira. After all, shomer is chayiv in pshia, a ganef is chayiv in onsim. Once I have a pre-existing chiyuv, this by the way, has to do with the whole chakir that we've talked about for an hour, but we won't, as to whether the main mechayiv of dal mehe is the tficho mechiva or the gneva.
You don't even need to be a chomichira, you just gotta get rid of it.
Correct, perhaps. If I'll go so far, which I might. Correct. So it could be, as a matter of fact, Tosaf Nafsam Chesam and Aleph says, you pay the dalbehe of the dalbehe based on what it was worth b'shas gneva, not what it was worth b'shas tficho mechira. Why? The chiyuv is in the gneva! That's what he's trying to say. The chiyuv is in the gneva, and the chiyuv is in the shmira. I don't need a shlichus. Shlichus is if I tell him, go to the street and do a random thing to a random person. Go steal from the Beis HaMikdash. Then I need shlichus. If I'm the ganav, I'm already chayiv because of my gneva. If I abuse my gneva, even if you're not my shliach, I'm chayiv. If I abuse my shmira, even if you're not my shliach, I'm chayiv. Oh, listen, how can you be chayiv me? I didn't do anything. There's no shlichus. You're chayiv me because I'm the ganav. I'm automatically chayiv. How are you mechayiv me? I didn't do anything, no shlichus. Because I'm the shomer, I'm automatically chayiv. In Me'ilah, the chiyuv comes from the maisa Me'ilah. So why does it work? Because of shlichus at Varveira. In Tzvicho Mechira, it comes from the Geneva, I don't need shlichus. In Shlichus Yad, it comes from the Shmira, I don't need shlichus. And this is Meduyak, it's brilliant. According to this, and Lefizeh, according to this, answer two, this is easy to answer. Right? Even if There's another Aveira. I don't need Shlichus to be Chayav for Tvicha Umechira or Shlichus Yad, right? Meaning the second question is Pasha now, even according to the Torah. Why I've sent you to do two Aveiros, so that should be Vatel Shlichus? Who cares? There's no Shlichus here anyway. I'm not Chayav for the Shlichus. I'm Chayav for the situation that I arranged in the first place. This would have, this, I think, that Tosafot pointed out, this is Meduyak in the Gemara. Why is it Meduyak in the Gemara? In the Gemara in Kiddushin. How do we know that there's, I'm Chayav by sending you to do Me'ilah? Here's Meduyak in the Drushas. Okay, sorry. Here's, I mean, this is really, it's a very lumdush chap, but it really is shot in the Rambam. There's only Shlichus of Aravir and Me'ilah. There's no shlichus in Tvicha Mechira. I'm chayiv without shlichus because I'm the ganef and I am in charge of this. I'm responsible for the situation whether you're my shliach or not. A shomer is responsible whether you're my shliach or not. What's the diuk in the drushas? Diuk in the drushas. How do we know that I'm chayiv by sending you to do me'ilah? I know you. Sure, you didn't read the whole beginning of the second daf mem beis in Kiddushin. The makor in me'ilah is Gzeira Shava, hate me Truma. Just like there's Shlichus in Truma, Atem Gama Atem L'Rabo Shliach, there's Shlichus in Me'ilah. What's the Makor in Tvichu Mechira? The Makor is, you know, it's not a Gzeira Shava. In Tvichu Mechira, the Makor is a Reboy or a Hekish. Have a Shlichus Yad. The Makor is the mucker is a reboy, an extra word dvar pesha. What does it mean? Here, there is shlichus. Just like truma, there's shlichus, me'ilah, there's shlichus. Here, it just means, I'm chayiv. It never says there's shlichus. It just says I'm chayiv. There's, even the drushes are different. Me'ilah is learned zereshava from truma. Truma is the mucker of shlichus. The Gemara says, how do we know shlichus? Gamma, tarimu, gamma, tam, l'rabo shliach. Over here, there's no comparison to the pre-existing model of shlichus. There's just a reboy that you're chayiv. And therefore, there's just a reboy that you're chayiv. And therefore, this ksobs is very meduyik in the drushos, it's meduyik in the Rambam Hilchos Gogos and Hilchos Me'ilah, much better than the Shmos Yaakov's chat. And even though we have other good answers for question two, but it takes care of question two straight, who cares if there's other avirus that ruin the shlichus? We're not talking about shlichus in the first place. We're talking about being responsible for the situation because of your pre-existing chiyuv.
I still don't understand why the more use less than shlichus.
Oh, because the tficha was shlichus. No, first of all, the more doesn't use the lashon shlichus. Where does the more use the lashon shlichus? The rabos is a shliach. Okay, it doesn't say it's the halachic concept of shlichus. It just says the rabos is a shliach. That, I wouldn't say, is halachic concept of shlichus. Okay, the source points...
That's the question. Is it Mechayev? Is it Shlich Mechayev? Is it Gilo Mechayev?
No, the language you just read me is not in the Gemara. It says, where do we find that this guy Shechts and the other guy's Chayev? It doesn't say where do we find shlichus.
It says a Shlich, Avid Shlich.
Okay. So he points out the Gemara uses the lashon of shliach. So I would say because he is practically shliach, but it's not the halachic concept of shliach. That's what the Tosafot would say. You could think that stuff also. Nafkaminas are many. I'm not getting into them because it's complicated. For example, what if I said a guy or a chirish shot to bekata to do tzvichu mechira? So now it's a little complicated because the me'ilah is complicated in that. But according to Tosafot, pashut am chayiv because it's not shliach. It's responsibility for the situation. And the other thing you wanted to mention is, he says, you know what? If I send you to Shecht, just because I'm Chayiv doesn't mean you're not Chayiv. If you knew that it was stolen, you're also Chayiv. Why? Because there's no Shlichus. It's not that I did it instead of you. I'm responsible for the situation. But you're also responsible if you knew you were doing something wrong. Right? Meaning Shlichus is Mechayiv me and Pater's you. Responsibility for the situation doesn't pop to you. Okay, this is a famous source in Chiddush about Tzvicha Lidei Acher. There's also no Debi Huda, which I put in brackets, which we're not going to have time to discuss, who has a totally different understanding of this Rama, which is interesting if you have free time over Shabbos. I even took out one paragraph, so you can look at that one paragraph and pop it, and then look above and below and see what's going on. Okay, so this is what we have to say for this sugya. I think this is the first time since the beginning of the year that I'm caught up to the Makoros sheets, which is exceptional.
Yeah, that's for your
What? It's 11:07. Anyways, I apologize. Anyway, everyone have a good Shabbos. What we're going to do next is I'll try to send out the Makor sheets as soon as I can because I know people like to prepare for Shabbos. But what we're going to do next is I think we're not going to get too into Shechita Shein and Ru'uya. I think we're going to talk about we'll talk about Maisa Shabbos. So what you want to do is look in the next Gemara about Maisa Shabbos, which is almost at the end of Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and look at the Rashi's there, and look at the parallel sugyas in Chulin, and just we're bringing the Brisa Maisa Shabbos in Chulin, Bava Kamma, and Gittin. Look at the Rashi's there also, and that will already be enough to make you wonder why there's a Sira and Rashi. Then figure it out on your own. If you can't figure it out on your own, you could look in the Shidim Gubetzes here. But I'll put this out in the Masudra form a little later. Okay, I will try my best.
I still have to go to Aaron Ostrich.